Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 90 in the book of Revelation. We're going to think about today, my time is short, and therefore, how shall I live? It's episode 90 in this book, 3 months. So today is going to be a call to live expectantly, live faithfully, and live accurately. Reason is, the topic is Jesus is coming. Here it is. This is from Revelation chapter 22, starting in verse 6. And he said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. Verse 7, and behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one. So this is one of the blessings. There's seven of them in the book of Revelation. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of prophecy of this book. Verse 8, I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel, who showed them to me. But he, the angel, said to me, you must not do that. I am your fellow servant with you and your brothers, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book, worship God. And he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book. For the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, the filthy still be filthy, the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon. Let me stop there. That's verse 12. So the first point is about time. Time is short. Revelation is, there's all this stuff about being, this time is soon. And verse 6, the angel, he sent an angel to show John what soon must take place. Verse 7, behold, I am coming when? Soon. So keep the words of this prophecy. Verse 10, the time is near. Verse 12, behold, I am coming soon. Verse 13, he's going to say, I am the Alpha and Omega, first and last, beginning and end. So no matter when you read this or listen to this podcast, teaching point number one is your time is short. So your revelation time, your time to respond to this book of Revelation is short. So there's a clock, it's set, and to you, it's going to appear short. My time is short. So either your death is short or the second coming is short. So God is going to be sovereign in the carryings on of the evil, the filthy, the righteous, and the holy. Don't worry about him. God's not mocked. He's bringing a timely end to time. So the charge is for us to use our remaining time wisely. Heaven lasts forever, but our choices don't last forever. Hebrews 9:27 reminds us that just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. So there's a certain point where your volition stops being agent of over that volition. So there are theological things that are sequentially going to take place. There's the rapture, then the tribulation, then the second coming, then the millennium, then the judgments. And the last page here, this is the last page, where time kind of stops or it changes or it resets or it ceases to be used as we understand it. So we have a defined and certain and short unit of time left to respond to the truths of this revelation before that time unit becomes obsolete. So I don't know if you've ever heard a sermon or a podcast or a preacher or something where the guy starts yelling at you and raises his voice and urges you urgently for the gospel. Why is that? Well, because time is short. All right, we have another episode. There was a first one in Revelation chapter 19 where John misworships. And again, John's not an idiot, and yet he wants to worship the angel. He's the most spiritually attuned person on the planet. John misworships. He's not the first person to misworship. He's probably not going to be the last. It's not even his first time of misworshiping. But he stops it and he starts it right. So we're going to a place. Here's the two points about this. We're going to a place where even the helpers of God are so glorious that they seem worthy of worship. What kind of a place is this? Fantastic. And then the last big thing is that the angel aligns himself with keeping the word. He aligns himself with people that are keeping the word. And the blessing in verse 7 is, behold, I'm coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the word. keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. What that means is it caused to continue in the knowledge that this stuff, this sort of pie in the sky prophecy, one could say, is not pie in the sky. It's real. And he's asking us to guard over the truth of these words, make a fortress around what this prophecy is, that it's true, and then it's trustworthy. It calls you to do something. So today, live like your time is short. Keep watch over the actions and attitudes that these words inspire. And then protect the truths of your heart. That's where the first battle is. And then live like it. And then take it outside. Take it to another great battle, which is the Word. So we are to preserve and honor this revelation where the rubber meets the road, which is in my heart and in my head, and then in my mouth and in my actions. So everybody has to ask, are they true? And then are they trustworthy? And can I depend on them? Are they reliable? Can I put my weight on these words? And if so, then put your weight on them. So the angel says, he describes himself as one who keeps the word or is aligned with people that keep the word. And then verse 6 is the great blessing. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy. And then at the end, he says, don't seal these up. Get the words out there. If they're true, get them out there so people can respond to them. So our challenge is to respond correctly. Believe they're true. Believe they're trustworthy. Believe they're worth keeping. And they're worth worshiping the guy who wrote them and the reality that they represent. So in conclusion today, number one, my time is short, my time is short, my time is short. How should I best use my short remaining time? Well, use your free will, the segment of time that we have left here, to freely give our assent, our belief, our loyalty, our correction, as John gets corrected even here today, our deeds and our thoughts to live holy. The one charge today is to keep the words of this prophecy. Bind ourselves to the truth of it first, and then let it affect every part of our lives, our Sundays, our relationship, our money, our devotion to Him, etc. So let's keep the word today. Trust in it. Believe in its truth. Rely on it. Guard it. Why? Because our time is short. Thanks for listening.